question is, do all paths lead to the same goal? Now, at a simple level, if you look at this question, by all paths, what do we mean? If we talk about all religious paths, that's one thing. If we say all paths, whoever, whatever followers, they all cannot lead to the same goal. Because if I am an atheist, and you are a theist, now how can an atheist and theist path lead to the same goal? Because atheism itself believes or holds that God doesn't exist. So, when first of all paths, if you talk about all different worldviews and different philosophies, that's not correct. They all don't lead to the same goal. It depends on what our conception is, our destination. But if you talk about different religions, all the different religions ultimately have the same purpose: to raise our consciousness, to help us become more selfless, to help us develop love for God. And different religions, in a sense, are like, or not just religions, different spiritual paths. They are like ways to climb up the same mountain. There are different directions from which the same mountain may be approached. And different people will climb from different ways. So, the Bhagavad Gita says that the path, success, is not in its sectarian affiliation. It says it's the ultimate destination. So Krishna says that, Mam ekam sharanam praj. We devote ourselves to God, we learn to love God, that is the success of all paths. But every path has its own conceptions. And what that conception is, that we have to see. We can't simplistically say that anybody believes anything and follows anything, everybody will come to the same destination. But if a person has a spiritual orientation, God as the object of devotion, then the different religions in this world are progressive paths toward the same destination.